Lock up your stuff is one of the most basic, if not the most basic, workplace rules. Lack security and potential for theft are a couple of the downsides to the open floor plan the General Services Administration advocates and uses in its own headquarters, and that some other agencies are pursuing. GSA's Office of Inspector General found some pretty expensive and valuable items laying out in the open at HQ. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp examines what the IG found and what GSA can do about it.
GSA has this new open floor headquarters where instead of an assigned workspace, employees now go and they reserve a specific workstation out in the open, or they telework from home. So they don't necessarily have the same office or same cubicle day after day. As a result, they have to figure out new ways to lock up their stuff. The inspector general found one July night that some employees were leaving their stuff out in the open, perhaps as they would have done if they had an office that they could just lock the door of, but that's no longer the case.
Yeah, the passage from your story that really made my eyes pop was about that exact thing. IG staff prowled about after hours one July night. They found plenty of goodies in unlocked drawers, cabinets, and lockers. There were laptops, an ID card with access to the building, and architectural drawings marked sensitive but unclassified. On top of desks, inspectors spied performance reviews and other documents containing personally identifiable information. In addition, they nabbed a contract file with source selection information that, if made public, could have far-reaching consequences. I mean, this goes beyond habit changing to really sloppy and potentially damaging to the agency, because if you leave that performance review on the desk and I'm either the employee that is written about in it or an adversary or competitor for a job, wow, that's really a no-no. That's really, really bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are potential consequences to this. Just to state clearly, we're not aware of anything that has gone on, such as somebody being a victim of identity theft, nothing like that. The agency is pretty aggressive in its response. And I heard a couple times yesterday as I was writing the story from the agency saying that they have security protocols in place and they are doubling down on education efforts to tell their staff how they're supposed to act in this new office environment. One of the things that they are doing is they're doing a new training program, upping their training of employees, telling them, for example, if you're the last person out, make sure that the computers are secured and logged off. Other things they say is, for example, if a laptop were to be taken, the IT staff at the agency has the power to erase whatever special contents, sensitive contents it has, or I should say a mobile device, erase contents remotely within seconds.
Yes.
So that a lot of that sensitive data could not be taken. But again, you know, we've seen time and again, no matter what industry, it seems like hackers are also smart, and they're always one step away from being able to get that sort of thing.
Yeah, the bad guys will always figure out a way around whatever is in place. Now, you've got a photo here that our colleague Jason Miller took of the security method by which folks in this hoteling environment can secure things if they need to.
Absolutely. I mean, what you look at if you go to federalnewsradio.com, you look at Jason's wonderful photo, is a row of lockers where you can keep your personal stuff, things like your bag or maybe your coat or your valuables. And what the inspector general's office found was that in some cases, employees should have been storing their laptops there. But instead, at least one employee said they didn't do so. That laptop was confiscated by the IG staff. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they didn't do so is because they just couldn't fit that computer in with their shoes and other stuff. So, you know,
maybe leave the shoes out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not real likely to steal your shoes.
Well, who knows what type of shoes. Yeah, you know, who knows what type of shoes. Anyways, what the agency says is that it gave every organization the amount of storage space that the organization requested, perhaps then that supervisors didn't anticipate that employees would store so many pairs of shoes in their lockers. Yeah.
You write about the lockers. The inspector general grabbed the laptops, documents, and other sensitive items, leaving notes behind. And the employees didn't know what the inspector general had taken and then said, hey, this is the reason why we can't put these things in the locker. There isn't enough room there. But to the agency's defense and to the defense of the people who work there, you report that the General Services Administration reported just 5 thefts last year at headquarters, according to the Federal Protective Service. So on the one hand, that's good news because it's an honest place to work and there isn't a dramatic loss of stuff despite the fact that people are not as careful as probably they should be. On the other hand, this is kind of like, you know, eating 10 cheeseburgers a day. You can do it, but you probably shouldn't do it just because you can get away with it.
Absolutely. You know, as I read this Inspector General's report, I kept thinking, you know, this is about GSA's new open floor headquarters, but we've all done certain things, at least I know that I have, that could fit into this category where I could get a scolding from the IG. For example, they found a couple instances where, for example, with the lockers or with doors, you needed a combination to get inside. Mm-hmm. And they found that code written somewhere very close to the locker or the door. I mean, I've done that, right? You get a new combination lock for your gym locker, and it's some random number you're going to forget. So you put it on a little piece of tape, maybe in your bag or somewhere else. I mean, that's not exactly the safest thing. So in a way, it's just human behavior, and this is a good reminder to all of us that sort of thing is not very secure.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp writing about a report from the General Services Administration's Office of Inspector General on some security issues in the new open floor plan at GSA headquarters. You write, the IG credits GSA for prodding employees through posters, emails, and blogs to lock away valuables at the end of every workday. And you mentioned the training that they're adding on. Mm-hmm. I think this opens a broader question, though, about what agencies will have to go through and how they'll have to train employees for these open floor plans and what kind of risk management they'll have to anticipate ahead of time. And anticipating that there are going to be problems like this, people are going to do things they shouldn't do. So how do we have to prepare for that? And there may become an equation where you figure, you know what? The risk is not worth the reward that we get from the open floor plans, and maybe we won't go to this. Maybe we'll just keep doing things the way we're doing things.
Well, I think employees government-wide are very... there's a lot of mixed feelings about the open floor plans. And I think it's also a generational thing. People who are used to having their private space are very hesitant about getting rid of it and being in such close quarters with other employees. One person who is not in this type of space but could possibly be was telling me, you know, the person in the cubicle next door to me talks so loudly. I know about the divorce he had, the divorce yeah. he's going to have. How is that going to work in an open environment? I would love to hear from people if they have thoughts about this to either comment on the story at federalnewsradio.com or email me at ekopp@federalnewsradio.com. Tell me what's happening in your work environment, because other agencies are either looking at GSA's lead and following it, or that will be something that will come up when they have the money to renovate their own buildings.
I have not found anybody yet who will go on the record and say it. But I haven't heard anybody yet that works at GSA headquarters that has said, I really like this. There are some people who say it's fine and I can get along with it fine. But I haven't heard anybody that's really enthusiastic about it yet.
Well, maybe Dan Tangerlini.
Yes. Okay. Fair point. He and his senior leadership have said on the record, you're correct. But in personal conversations with folks, haven't run across anybody who's really a big fan of it yet. It's ECOPP, E-K-O-P-P, at federalnewsradio.com. Do we have a sense of GSA's response to the recommendations that the Inspector General makes here? Are they willing to take up some of these things that the IG wants them to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the IG, again, was crediting GSA for being proactive in an educational campaign, just saying, you know, managers and supervisors need to also perhaps be a little bit aggressive because employees aren't necessarily following the rules that they've been given and rules that are really common sense. But again, it just shows that people are having a hard time adjusting to this. So, you know, what GSA's bottom line is, if I have to sum it up, is that We agree that we can make improvements, but this is a very manageable situation. It's not out of control. We knew that there'd be a few bumps in the road as we make a transition to this new way of working.